想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to this week's Word of the Week. And this week we're talking about underwear.
Yeah, if you recall, if you listened to our show earlier in the week, you will remember that we talked a little bit about how lingerie is becoming a bit more popular here in China. So we thought we'd take a look at different types of underwear, not just for only for women, but also for men. But let's start with the women, looking at panties. And so panties is just the very basic women's underwear.
Panties 最简单的一般是指女性的内裤
And then there is a thong. And so a thong is a type of panty, but the whole idea is to protect the front area, but then expose the buttocks.
Thong 是钉子裤，那顾名思义就是屁股部分是要露出来不少的。
Right, and so then there is the G-string, which is a type of thong. Sometimes it's called a G-string, sometimes it's called a G-string thong even. But basically the only difference between a G-string and a thong is that the material going through the butt cheeks is going to be very, very minimal.
G-string 在这里可不是什么 G 弦上的咏叹调，而是一种用料更少的钉子裤，基本上在屁股的部位只有一根单纯的细绳。
Right, and then there is the bodysuit, which is a one-piece form-fitting garment that covers the torso and the crotch. So it covers the top, and the bottom part is just basically like a panty, but it's just one whole piece.
That's right. Bodysuit, 很简单，就是那种衣裤一体的连体内衣。
And then there is pantyhose, and it's actually kind of funny because, you know, we just talked about panties, but panties and pantyhose really have basically nothing in common. Pantyhose are basically, they start from your waist and goes down all the way to your feet, covering the entire area, and they're very sheer, very thin, and very tight.
Pantyhose 跟 panties 可不一样，是指透明的紧身的连袜内裤。
Then there is the baby doll, which is a short, sometimes sleeveless, loose-fitting nightgown intended as nightwear.
Baby doll 是比较常见的一种内衣，就是可爱风的这种无袖睡裙。
And then there is the corset. And so actually the corset has a pretty long history in Western fashion. A lot of it was used to shape the waist and also, especially in women, was to push up the chest as well. But it's very, very tight fitting. You know, you see all these movies about, you know, the 19th and the 18th and 19th century, the women are always fainting. It's partly because they're wearing these very, very tight corsets. These days, when we look at women's lingerie, corsets are just there to be fashionable. They do provide some extra support for the chest, but they're really not that tight anymore.
That's right. 经常看年代片的人可能会知道 corset 这个词，就是紧身束缚胸衣呢，主要的目的就是让腰显得很瘦，并且让胸部显得更丰满一些。
And then there is the garter belt. Again, the garter belt really was a functional piece of clothing designed to help women keep up stockings. Actually, men have had similar things as well, but for socks, like a sock belt, you might, sock suspenders. It's a very similar idea. But as time has gone on, garter belts and garters in general have become part of lingerie, seem to be a bit more, you know, sexy or alluring, I suppose.
Garter belt 是吊袜带，也就是说把不连裤的长筒袜固定起来的这样的一种装备。但现在在日常生活中已经很少有人使用吊袜带了，而 garter belt 可能会跟这种性感内衣连在一起。
And then last but not least for the women, there is the boy short, which is basically a type of panty that resembles boxer briefs.
Boy shorts 很简单，就是平角内裤啦。
And what are boxer briefs, you ask? Well, first let's take a look at boxers. Boxers are basically just loose-fitting underwear for men. And then there are briefs. Briefs and panties, in terms of style, are very, very similar. So if you know what a panty looks like, you know what a brief looks like, but with a bit of extra space in the front.
Boxer 就是比较宽松的男士的短内裤。Kind of what the boxer wears.
Right, exactly. Right. So that's where the word comes from.
Right. And briefs 呢就是三角内裤的意思。
And then boxer briefs, right? Well, boxer briefs are a hybrid of the boxer short and the briefs. And so again, boxer briefs are tight boxer, basically. So it goes down a little bit on your leg, but it's still tight like a brief.
Boxer brief 的意思是指的紧身的平角裤或者是紧身的短裤。
And then there is the singlet. We don't use that word at all in the United States. That is a word from the UK. A singlet is basically a tank top. It's just a shirt that has no sleeves, pretty much.
Singlet 或者是 tank top 就是男士的背心儿。Yeah, so it looks like men's underwears are more simple.
It's a lot more simple,
yeah. Than women's. And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.
I wanna see you standing in your underwear.